Greetings, Potters, and welcome to another edition of You Suck at Life. As always, I'm your host, HB Negative. Tonight, as usual, we will be discussing reasons why people suck at life. There's a plethora of reasons why people can suck at life. Let's say, for example, you have a really bad haircut, like a mohawk. You could suck at life for having a mohawk, especially if you have a mohawk with red and black hair. That just instantaneously means you suck at life. Or let's say you're into things like marble collection. And I don't mean marbles as in bags of marbles. I'm saying sacks of marbles. So you collect sacks of marbles. That's pretty lame. I'd say you suck at life. Or let's say, you know, just for example, that you think that everything's okay with this place. In this place, meaning the good old U.S. of A. If you think everything's okay with this country, and this country's alright, and we're doing okay, then I have to say, you suck at life. Anyways, we got a big show planned for you today, and as you can tell, I'm still feeling a little bit under the weather. I do apologize for the major amounts of congestion. I know that it's not always the best thing to listen to, someone who's full of snot and mucus sit there and talk for hours. And what I'll do is I'll try to keep it short, but we do have a big show planned. We have a huge special guest coming in, and actually now as I'm speaking, we actually have a marching band coming in and setting up in the basement. So if you hear a little clatter, whatnot, that's from them making their way into this place. But just go ahead and start off the show. For all those of you who have yet to check out the website, the band, which is the counterpart to this podcast, the 1913 Massacre, I'd really appreciate you guys taking a moment to check out the site. We're still, you know, a lot of things are still up in the air on it. We have to, if you yourself play in a band, we're more than happy to go ahead and trade links. Likewise, if you have a podcast that you do, we'll be more than happy to go ahead and trade links with you. That, of course, we have to go ahead and listen and submit and make sure that it's something that we think is okay. Likewise, you know, we just the only thing we'd ask for either of those situations is that you reciprocate a link as well. We're all in this together, and we might as well go ahead and spread the word as much as possible that we've had enough of the way the FCC runs everything, and at least until they go ahead and get a hold of this, which we know the inevitability behind it. As soon as, Lars Ulrich from Metallica gets a hold and says, "Oh, wait a second. Now they're giving songs on these things, and they're doing all kinds of copyright things. I mean, we had to fire our $40,000 a month therapist because I mean, me and James Hetfield, we just don't get along anymore. And let's just face the facts. Kirk Hammett, he's out, man. He's driving me up a wall, baddie. He gets fruitier and fruitier by the minute. Anyways, that's way off subject. If you listen to this on a syndicated site, and I do know there's a lot of you out there, I did some people point in that we've been mentioned on some other podcast shows, message boards, and we have a message board up on that site, the www.1913.us. Sorry, once again, I am on some pretty heavy cough medicine, so there's a chance I may repeat myself a few times here and there. Once again, you're not getting an error in the MP3 file. It's not skipping. It's me repeating things because, like I'm saying, I'm a little loopy off cough here. Anyways, and if you are on a syndicated site like Open Podcast, by all means, continue to patronize them. But we want to get you on RRSS, so we go ahead and get our listener audience up in. RRSS is once again, a little bit of hiccup action going on there. RRSS is located at www.1913.us/rss.xml. And questions, comments, complaints, suggestions, nudie pics of 400-pound middle-aged black women. I love them. I got a few in the mail. I want to thank everybody who sent them in. Keep them coming. The email address is charlieseberg@1913.us. And for all those out there who have never listened to podcasts before from us, or from me, I should say, there's more than one of me here. Shh. It's Charlie Seberg, CharlieSeberg, at 1913.us, and that is our webmaster, and he'll be sure to go ahead and forward that to me. Me, of course, I live a life of seclusion, much like a hermit. I hide in the hills. I'm working further and further, becoming more like my hero, Theodore Kaczynski. Anyways, as I indicated, we do have a huge show tonight, and I shouldn't dilly-dally around or beat around the bush, as some may say. But what I want to do is just go ahead and throw two little requests out there to my listeners, because I appreciate everything you guys do. But much like, I forget her name, Sally Struthers. Much like Sally Struthers, we have starving children in the world. Now, I'm not starving yet, but in the event that I am starving, I'd hope that you guys would send me, $5 here or there to get me some food. But what I'm asking for donations. Not monetary donations, I'm asking for two types of donations. Now, I do understand that some of you may have recently upgraded your iPods, so that may mean you have an old one sitting around. Instead of selling it on eBay, why don't you contact us via that email? Because I'd love to go ahead. And once again, I may not be as financially inclined as some of our listeners out there. I do see from our website statistics that we have some Mac PowerPro Office users at home. And, I'd love to get my hands on a G5, but unfortunately I don't got the 3Gs to throw down on it. And as you can tell from this recording quality, it's not made on a G5. But, if you have an iPod out there that you're going to get rid of, it, you're going to sell for way less than retail. Instead of selling for way less than retail, contact us via the email, because I'd love to have an iPod so I can walk around and listen to myself in my ears. I mean, I'm doing it right now through this headset, and it's really kind of cool because I'm in stereo. And if you never listen to yourself in stereo, all I do is say, get two phones, put one on one ear, and put the other phone on the other ear, and you can talk in stereo. It's just a fun thing to do. That is if, you're a glue sniffer, and I can't hate on glue sniffers. Glue sniffers and paint huffers make the world go round. Anyways, without further ado, I do see that the band is setting up, and what I'd like to do is go ahead and take a moment for them. Go ahead, guys. On cue. I'm going to be a band director here. I'm going to be the drum major. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four. Okay. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I give you your commander-in-chief. And I'm going to take your, because he's definitely not mine. I'm not one to sit there and preach. I'm not one to sit there and tell you how to live your lives. Because if I were, I'd have a lot of you jumping off the bridges right now, because a lot of your lives aren't even worth salvaging. But I'm not one to sit there and back campaigns such as Rock the Vote, which keeps their democratic process going. I say, hey, come next election year, let's all, 2008, let's stay home. But without any further ado, I give you your president, George W. Bush.
How are you?
Not too bad. As you can tell, George, I'm a little under the weather, and, I really was hesitant and reluctant about bringing you on the show tonight, being the fact that you're a person of stature, but we pushed it through. We figure, how often is it that you can get, quite possibly the worst president, at least in my lifetime. I mean, Reagan was a very, very, very bad president, but you surpassed Reagan, and I just wanted to go ahead and say, hey, good job at sucking. Keep up at it. George W., you definitely suck at life.
Thank you very much for those kind words.
Oh, you're very welcome. So anyway, sir, I slipped up. Anyways, Georgie, how are you doing tonight?
That's a very interesting question.
Okay, sir, are you doing okay? Well, I can see that you really are from Texas. I mean, no offense to our Texas listeners out there, but guys are a little different out there.
This country is a fabulous country.
No arguments there for me. It's just the way that the U.S. government practices the protection of the interests of bureaucrats and megamaniacal corporations that really get to me. That's really what I don't like. That and the fact that you have a younger brother that someday may be the President of the United States. So anyways, what brings you to the show tonight, Georgie?
We want to help you. We want to take you to the neighborhood store.
That's good and all. But how about, I'm sorry, folks, I get a little off topic here. I have a tooth in my mouth that's falling apart. It doesn't hurt. It's just I have a cavity, and when the cavity grew a little bit, I already had a filling in it, and it split a little ill anyways. But Georgie Bush, Georgie W., we'll just call you W., What can you do to really help me? I mean, I can go to the store on my own, but what I'm trying to figure out is what can you do about seeing about socializing healthcare so that maybe someone like me who is currently seeking alternative forms of employment, and no, I'm not a drug dealer. I'm actually all about the free market economy and all, but what can you do to assure me, a working artist, you know, some form of socialized health care?
I think
Okay, sorry, but are you stalling on me?
No question in my mind.
Oh, great. Well, it's not like I expected anything from you anyways, you being an evangelical and all. And we know that religious fanatics such as yourself are so lost that you hopelessly turn all faith to an imaginary deity to solve your problems with alcohol abuse, drug abuse, mainly, let's say, cocaine, and the national deficit.
Thank you very much for those kind words.
Oh, geez, you really don't get it. You don't get it at all, do you?
You need to pray for the good Lord to protect America.
Okay. So, Georgie, did you by any chance get that present, the present that we sent you?
I want to thank you for the bullhorn.
You're quite welcome. We just figured that we that'd be a great present for you, or president, excuse me, sir. And once again, excuse me for calling you, sir. I understand that, you know, your buddy here, Colin Powell, had briefed me previously saying I should just refer to you as Georgie because that's what everyone around the office calls you. But we figured that that gift of the bullhorn would greatly amplify the bullshit you're feeding the nation. Anything we can do to help is by all means. I mean, I understand you won't send me an iPod or buy my bands of PA speakers. But, you know, once again, I wouldn't expect you to do that. You can't even get my tooth fixed. So what can I go ahead and... Anyway, sir, and once again, I apologize. Georgie, what's next on your agenda to kill American service men and women? I mean, fight the war on terror?
We will fight these evil ones for the cause of fascism.
Wow. Georgie, are you trying to pick up where Hitler left off?
I think
I'm sick of hearing you. So if you've been able to pin the blame for your lackluster job as Commander-in-Chief on anyone else lately?
Vladimir Putin.
Okay. All right. Whatever. I guess this is enough. I've had enough of you. Thanks for stopping by. And be sure to keep up the poor to mediocre at best job you're doing at running this once proud country into the ground. Any words of advice for us people out there who you'd refer to as potential troublemakers due to our extremist viewpoints?
Rally the threat of terror.
Okay, wow, dude. I'm surprised hearing from you, even like that. I'm sure that's some form of reverse psychology, but hearing that from you, that you actually want me to rally the threat of terror, makes me want to go ahead and join such a... I wish the Democratic Party was worth a shit so that I could back real conservatives and leave my extremist roots behind. Once again, thanks for coming by, Georgie, and you have a nice night.
Good night.
All right, and that once again was... That was our president, Commander-in-Chief. All right, cut the band. I'm sick of hearing you guys, too. Get out of my house. You drank all my Kool-Aid. Someone took the rest of your cough syrup. I don't appreciate it. Okay, get out of here. Anyways, moving on. As you all know, we do take the email. And sorry that we had to take up so much of your time here, but I have my special, my mailroom guest host. You know him. You love him. You wish he was your dad. Ladies and gentlemen, Bub Ross. Welcome back, Bub. You know, just like herpes, I can't seem to get rid of you. Anyways, do you got some mail for me?
Well, you want a woo-woo?
Yeah, you know that. Or as you would put it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. All right, Bub. Once again, number one fanatic, starting to scare me, freak me out a little bit here, DukeCity420 at Comcast.com writes, "The Hammer is interested in doing something with you for a podcast. I'm sure you could think of good questions to ask him. Let me know if you're interested." Now, okay, to answer your question, Duke City 420, I was unaware if you were talking about MC Hammer, who I'd recently saw on a commercial that he was probably advertising his bankruptcy and whatnot, which we all knew from the VH1 Behind the Music story. You gotta love the way Viacom Media goes ahead and builds up a person to a superstar stature and exploits them at their point of their low. I mean, case in point, MC Hammer. I can think of lots of other people. Rick James, which, you know, Rick James was a little pre-Viacom, but Rick James, even it breaks my heart to say it, Flavor Flav, if you're listening out there, you look like you're a puppet for the evil empire of Viacom. And breaks my heart to say it because, you know, even though we all know that you were just a cold lamper, hurts me to say it, dude, but I lost a lot of respect for you. Watching you make a fool out of yourself for that French has-been chick or Italian has-been chick. I don't even know who she is. I think she was in a movie with Sylvester Stallone or whatnot. Anyways, if you guys know who that I'm talking about, I don't even know her name. Go ahead and email your questions, comments, suggestions, charliesieberg@1913.us. And anyways, just this whole hammer thing, I was curious to see who this is. And so I did a little bit of research, and I did realize that he's a local karaoke artist who shows an immense amount of potential. And to answer your question, Duke City, actually, and I did see on our message board, well, if you've gone to the website, then you may have seen this. For those of you who want to check it out right now, our message board for the 1913 Massacre, the URL, if you want to break up a browser real quick, is http://HB.ProBoards41, and that's ProBoards, and the numbers 41.com. And you can go ahead and take a moment, because I did see that I have Damn You posted. Damn, we were hoping you were dead. Because I actually did post an initial thread saying that I'm not dead. Once again, I do apologize to all you out there who have been emailing me for more podcasts. I mean, please bear with me. If this is, in fact, pneumonia and I am dying, I'll podcast to the last day, last breath, just to give you guys some entertainment. But anyways, you're right. Damn, we were hoping you were dead. Long live the hammer. Okay, so to answer both Damn You and Duke City, Duke City 420 at Comcast, we're going to do our best to get the hammer on the show. We're currently talking with his people, and hopefully we can get him out there. So I hope I can do that to appease you. Anyways, Bub, we got any more mail there?
And then you got the flows. They didn't trip off the flow, man.
Okay, Bub. I said we got any mail.
It's that woo-woo.
Thanks, Bub. Anyways, the next email I have right here is from Patricia Rodriguez at PRC.com. Patricia writes, HB, you think you're so fucking cool. Well, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but my friends think that I'm pretty okay, and they don't appreciate you poking fun at me. Fuck you, Kevin, Eddie P, and everyone else that listens to this stupid show. If anyone listening to this has a problem or is available for a date, please feel free to call me at area code 412-650-3786. Be sure to ask for Patricia Rodriguez, and maybe I'll let you take me out for an MTO. M not fat, BTW, M wide. Oh, yay. You have the Odyssey, Odassy. It's spelled AUDASY. Okay. To look at Kevin like Hess Cool, well, check out his website. And folks, I won't even be one to go ahead and deny Patty Corcoran. I mean, Precious Nothing, any of this. So I want you all to take a moment to pull up your URL, or pull up another browser if you don't have one up already. And I want you to enter the URL www.fhol.com/Beavis.
My bunghole, it speaks loud!
And that's right, that is Beavis as in B-E-A-V-I-S. And once again, I just wanted to go ahead and take a moment because, Bub, we're going to go ahead and move on. Any last words for you? Is it true that you were going to go ahead and you're considering moving out to Omaha, Nebraska?
That's only in the morning.
Okay.
He's supposed to be up cooking breakfast or something.
In the morning?
So that's like an alarm clock. Woo-hoo!
Okay, so when you wake up tomorrow, you see, folks, now it's really bad because I'm starting to come up to a level of understanding with Bub. Bub, what you're saying to me is you're planning on moving to Omaha in the morning when you wake up.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, Bub, once again, thank you for joining us. I don't know why the hell we pay you, but thanks for stopping by. Break me off one on your way out.
The whistle's up.
Yeah, see you later, Bub. Okay, anyways, and I hope you all have your browser pulled up here with the website up, and it's entitled My Empire of Dirt. I've heard that one before. My Empire of Dirt. I think that has something to do with building dirt castles, which isn't real popular for you people who live on either the east or the west coast who have sand, but us people that are a little further in inland, we don't have sand castles, so we have dirt castles. So he must be a builder of dirt castles. Anyways, the site is entitled All About Me, Boing Thump. So what I you know, you can go ahead and take a moment. I highly suggest bookmarking this page, even though it is a little bit of an older page, and a lot of the links are dead on here. I mean, there's a few highlights. We can go ahead and read about All About Me, about Boing Thump, but let's just go ahead and take a moment to click on the pics. Oh, no, it's down. The pics from my most recent haircut, they're no longer up. Sorry, folks, I do apologize. That was actually a good link. If you can actually get the pics from my most recent haircut to work, I'd be really happy. You know, you check that out. Go ahead and set some of those pictures as avatars. They're great. Anyways, what I'm going to do is take a moment to go ahead and I want you to look on to the right side, and it's the category entitled My Likes and Dislikes. And what I'll do is I'll start off my day-to-day reading from My Likes and Dislikes. Anyways, the page goes on to read, well, Ratboy132 has a good list of likes and dislikes, so I figured I should do it too. And Boing Thump, things he likes, or things I like, meaning Boing Thump. I like good-looking people. I like most food. I like Audis. I like back massages. I like dyeing my hair. I like computers. I like drugs. I like music. I like skipping school. I like the few friends I have. I like not giving a fuck. I like Pittsburgh. I like driving long distances. I like sleep. I like making people think. I like asking questions. I like doing new things and getting hurt in the process. I like giving people orgasms. I like PlayStation. I like having a job. I like spending money. I like window shopping. I like making old people mad. I like Linux. I like getting drunk. I like self-destructive behavior. I like stupid words like harlot. I like living beyond my means. I like the day after pain. I like being held after sex. I like cuddling. I like the feeling of naked skin next to mine. I like rollerblading. I like body piercing and tattoos. I like fucking with data. Now, this is where I'm just going to stop for a moment. Now, data. Now, you know, some of you may know that even though I don't have the 22-sided die, I do have a 12-sided die. And even though I don't quite understand all the rules and regulations of D&D, I do appreciate some Star Trek. So I'm assuming that Boing Thump has personal relations with Data, the droid, or android, or whatever you want to call him. I always thought that he would be more like a cyborg, but it's not really living tissue. But Data from Star Trek The Next Generation. Boing Thump likes fucking with Data. Interesting. I like bad movies. I like orange juice. I like Dr. Pepper, the drink of the gods. And once again, that brings me to our new point. Our new sponsor is Mr. Pibb, the original flavor. But I will agree with you, Boing Thump. Dr. Pepper is good. I like having nothing to do and lots of time not to do it in. I like raves. I like Star Trek. So you do have personal issues with Data. I like subs. I like self-mutilation. I like stickers. I like my G-F. I like my G-F. I'm not sure what a G-F is. Is it a form of cyborg? I like scar tissue. I like electric blankets. I like horror movies. I like stupid movies. I like gay people. I like psychology class. I like chatting. I like wasting, as in the human hips wasting my life away. I like being negative. I like being a god-awful, waste of space, dumb, degenerate, low-life, maladjusted freak. So as you can see, Boing Thump likes a lot of things. Now let's get on to the good stuff, the things that Boing Thump does not like. I don't like stupid people, and I amen to that, brother. I don't like shitty American cars. I don't like shitty Americans. None of us do. I don't like shitty Americans and shitty American cars. Makes me think of the AMC... Eagle. It's a great car. Shitty Americans and shitty American cars. I don't like Somerset County. I don't like puking. I don't like the Major Mud. I don't like the N64. I don't like mullets. I don't like the church. I don't like organized religion. I don't like most unorganized religion. I don't like people who tell me about their religion, unless I ask. I don't like old people. I don't like old people driving. I don't like teen mothers who can't take care of their own kids. I don't like MP3s below 128K. This MP3 is dedicated to you, Boing Thump. An MP3 below 128K. Sorry, I want to keep it a low file size, buddy. I don't like sweatpants. I don't like spandex. I don't like sweating. I don't like pooping. I don't like lactose shit. I don't like green vegetables. I don't like most teachers. I don't like classic novels. I don't like sports. I don't like the boredom that is my daily life. I don't like this spell checker. I don't like your spell checker either. I'll agree. I don't like being horny with no chance for sexual release. I don't like fish. I don't like waterbeds. I don't like cold air while trying to sleep. I don't like trendy people. I don't like fakers. I don't like racist people. I don't like homophobes. I don't like gay bashers. I don't like itching. I don't like Toy Story. I don't like Porky Pig. I don't like cops. I don't like authority figures. I don't like paying for college. I don't like being bored in college. I don't like hurting people. I don't like hurting people I care about. I don't like slow drivers. I don't like bad drivers. I don't like correct grammar. I don't like talking on AIM to someone that I don't know, but think I do. I don't like shitty software. I don't like blue screens of death. I don't like the fake friends. I don't like Star Wars. Blasphemous. I don't like daylight much. I don't like pot. I don't like any drug you have to smoke, except DMT. I don't like smoking in general. I don't like working too hard for too little. I don't like realizing whatever I do or accomplish will just end up as someone's trash someday. I don't like the phone company. I don't like page faults. I don't like water gain. I don't like shiny, happy people. I don't like gateway computers. I don't like any brand name computer. I don't like the smell of dogs. And I don't like iced tea. So it's Boing Thump. I can understand, and I know why you're here.
I come here to bring your people TP.
Thank you for bringing our people TP. Anyways, as we move on, once again, you know, I'd like to go ahead and thank Patricia Rodriguez at PRC.com for providing us with Boing Thump's website. It was a great pleasure for us to enjoy. And go ahead and bookmark that site. Send it, you know, check it out. Maybe you can get some of the links to work that I can't. Anyways, what I want to do is take a moment to go ahead and, like an old pair of sneakers, nothing is better than something that's already worn in, worn out, and overplayed. So, what I'd like to do is take a moment to go ahead and have you all pull up your browsers and aim them at www.livejournal.com/users/precious-nothing. That's right, folks. It's time to read from the memoirs of Precious Nothing, and that's PreciousNothing. What we're going to do is we're going to go way back. I thought I found the beginning until I realized, wait, there's a lot more. Anyways, what you do is go ahead and click previous entries about 3 or 4 times, and you're going to come to individual daily entries back when this live journal stuff was probably still in beta mode. I don't know. I've never been one to air my laundry like that because, well, let's just face the facts. I have a dryer at home, so why air it out everywhere else? Once you go ahead and find the posting for August 11th, 2002. The posting was at 11:52 a.m., and I'll give you guys 1 second to go ahead and pull that up. Okay, hope you have it up, because it's time for me to move on. And at 11:52 a.m., Precious Nothing writes, "Maybe I should turn and walk away. Maybe I should run, but it'll probably bow my head and pray. Maybe it'll search the lost and found. Maybe circumstances make it easier to quit. Maybe a circle square pieces never fit. But I want you to know I never walked away from things I wanted. I never walked away. But am going to this time. Maybe these tears don't look so gallant. Maybe it's a chemical imbalance. Maybe it's the lack of sunlight. Maybe it hurts below the skin. Maybe lessons finally sinking in. Sinking. Does that mean you sin with kin? Maybe getting in the last word. Doesn't really mean you win. I never walked away from things I wanted. I never walked away. But I think I'm going to this time. Current mood. Drain. Music. Clark's maybe. Now, for those of you who frequent the show, you already know that Precious Nothing is very poetic. In her vernacular, she speaks so beautifully. M. When I mutter the word M, it makes me want to think of a hymn. And words that rhyme with Shim and Kim. And now I got a new one. Sinkin. Let's move on. August 26, 2002 at 2:35 a.m. So I got a phone call about a disturbing situation. And too nice of a friend to say, leave me the fuck alone. It's not my problem. But yay, I'm just here to listen. I can't save the world. A good friend of mine has been trying to deny, open parentheses, if you will, close parentheses, or hide the fact that she was pregnant until this weekend she was sent to the hospital. So basically she knew but kept lying to the world, open parentheses. So it was kind of like one of those after school specials, lol, close parentheses. So her boyfriend calls me to ask for a little bit of advice. I can't give advice here. I've never been in a situation like this, nor do I hope to be ever. Hope to ever be. I just wish honestly would play a great role in most lives. So I'm caught in the middle with nothing to say. Just lend an ear till everything works itself out. You know what? And I do agree with you, Precious Nothing. I wish honesty would play a role in most lives. And I'm really glad that you've never had to face a situation of an accidental pregnancy or a presumed accidental pregnancy. Let's move on to that was just a peer into the old minds. And I do apologize that we didn't go ahead, and there's a lot of those old things that are already there. We may continue on someday with those, unless something better comes along, like I'm open to offers. I'd like to go ahead and take the next podcast to count jelly beans versus reading from the journals of Patty Hork. I mean, Precious Nothing. Let's move on. Friday, July 23rd, 2004. And this just goes to show you a time span. Nearly two years, and she's still writing. And it's a good thing to see. At 12:44 a.m., Precious Nothing writes, wow, I've had this journal for a while, and I'm quite ashamed of everything in here. But again, you live, you learn. I packed up some things that are at my mom's house for the meantime. My friend Deanna says she is looking for houses out here, and she would let me know what's going on. Hopefully I can get out here soon. I'm not too broken up about the whole relationship failing thing, because I'm a different person, and I was never meant to be with that person. I loved him, but I was never in love with him. So I realized Noon is going to come and save me, and I have to save myself. This is actually what I'm doing. It's not worth the tears when you don't get up and do something about it. Current mood. Calm. Current music. Yeah. Once again, we sit there and see just a time frame of difference. She realizes she is the master of her own destiny. Which, by the way, some psychologists would note. Now, I'm not one that dabbles in this line that would agree with the psychologists that say this, but those who feel that they're a master of their own destinies are potential troublemakers, and they feel that they can go ahead and take on the world. Well, we know that Precious Nothing here has plans on taking on the world. Anyways, let's read on. Sunday, October 24th, 2004, at 3:27 p.m., M. done with his journal. Everyone seems to like to use it against me. I'm tired of having to explain myself and my feelings. I'm tired of being hurt and feeling it'll never be good enough. I don't want to forget the past, but I don't want to record the present anymore. It's just not worth it. And I do see, and that's a sad thing, because, you know, once again, we don't ever want you to stop writing. We want you to keep writing. It's a great thing that you write, because we can learn, much like everyone was taught as a child, you can learn from your mistakes. We can all learn from your mistakes. Some people just are inept at learning from their mistakes. Let's take, for perfect example, one of my personal heroes, Michael Jackson, who has so much power that, as I said before, he could literally buy a child and molest him if he wanted to. So why does he got to go to these people and, you know, bring it out to the public? I'm sure he could grow a fetus in his basement in a little test tube. Or better yet, just hang a little baby across over the balcony just to show the public how beautiful your child is. And amazingly white he is for you, you know, being a black man, which is, just brings up one of those further questions, you know. Are you still a black man? Interesting. Anyways, the reply is from Omega Replicant. An Omega Replicant writes, "Sorry, I just got back from Maryland. I was able to check my mail from my friend's house, as well as LJ and MS. But I didn't know how to switch AIM names, which was okay because I was usually in between activities anyways. Plus, he was either playing City of Heroes or Age of Empire when he could. If you're not on LJ, no biggie. I can always talk to you on AIM. It's all good. Colon. Close parentheses." So it seems like Omega Replicant is busy with his boyfriends, LJ and MS. And if he's not on LJ, it's not a big deal. He'll be on someone else. So it's good, Omega Replicant, to see, like Tupac, you do get around. Anyways, and what I want to do for the final post tonight, because my cough syrup is really starting to wear in, and I'm starting to fall asleep here, I hope I haven't bored you guys. I mean, we did have a big show, you know. Your president stopped by and gave you some words of wisdom and hopefully motivated you to new great heights of loneliness. Anyways, we move to the newest post, which is great to see. And that would be Wednesday, March 23rd, 2005. Wait a second, that's today. It is, well, kind of today, I think. At 12:17 a.m., Patricia Rodriguez, Patty Harcourt, I do apologize. Precious Nothing writes, "It's been a while. I'm sort of seeing someone. I have no idea what he is. He's not my BF. Who the fuck knows? He's my friend boy, H-A-H-A. Once again, I'm curious about that acronym, H-A-H-A. I'm not even going to speculate as to what that means to you. Use your imagination, kids. This week, I've been really sick. Oh, no. Oh, man. She must be practicing Santeria on me because I must be getting her sickness. Kind of worried that after all this reading of Patty Harcourt that I'm starting to go ahead and contract her diseases via binary encoding. I started waking up and praying that ill feel good, so good enough to go sit at work. It's been really bad. I have to take sleeping pills every night to go to bed now. This is the worst feeling in the world, and I want a miracle right now. Well, the interesting thing is, and we'll be complete. You want a miracle right now? All right, he's still here. He's still in the place. What I want you to do is, Georgie, tell us what we need to do to go ahead and to help nurse Precious Nothing back to her feet.
You need to pray for the good Lord to protect America.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Georgie. Thank you for that words of advice. Anyways, as I read on, this weekend, my friend is driving down to see me from NY. Nye? Bill Nye the Science Guy? Is he coming to see you? Actually, someone I have never met before. I do talk to him on the phone a lot and find him so fun and interesting. I can't wait to meet him. There's so much I have to write in here. When I sit at the computer, I get anky, like ankles, like cankles. Cankles. I get cankles. Like, I don't want to be sitting down. Things have been a lot different lately. I have more self-confidence in myself, and I'm coming to terms with the way I look. I'm actually happy. I haven't been like this in a long time. Maybe I'm just happy and confused. Who knows? Time for bed. Nighty night. Current mood, tired. Current music, lame. I mean, lamb. Okay, anyways. So, we've taken once again another moment to go ahead and appear into a life of Precious Nothing. And then we can sit there and ponder the rhetorical question. Why, oh why, do you suck at life? Well, just from this last post, I can go ahead and probe a little bit here and see. The pretension of the MySpace plague. We all know how many people you're really friends with when you have 1,000 friends that you've never spoken to. But so we can see the pretension goes to a little further level, much like my fear that I'm being stalked by Duke City 420. I'm kind of a little nervous here that Precious Nothing here has a little stalker that Nye, N-Y, her friend Nye. Maybe he's Asian. Maybe he knows Kung Fu. If he does know Kung Fu, boards no hit back. And it's actually someone she's never met before, which kind of disturbs me because I kind of like to meet people or know people. But then again, I don't really want to know anybody, so if you email me, don't expect me to come to your house or anything like that, unless you have something good for dinner, because I'm kind of hungry. I like food. Food tastes good. And but you know, we can see here that maybe I'm just happy and confused. So that's good to see that throughout all the trials and tribulations in life, much like Nancy Kerrigan, Patty Hardcore, I mean Precious Nothing prevails through everything. So once again, I'd just like to go ahead and thank you all for giving me, I don't know, let me take a look here and see. Damn near 45 minutes of your life. Damn near. Thank you for giving me time out of your life to go ahead and listen to us. Once again, send your questions, comments, complaints, and suggestions to Charlie Seberg at 1913.us, and that's CharlieSeeburg at 1913.us. Be sure to go ahead and check by our website, www.1913.us. And hopefully we should go ahead and have some demo recordings up there for you, as well as additional practice podcasts. We're in the process of booking shows, so if you want to book us, feel free to go ahead and contact us via that email. And as usual, I want to go ahead and send you out with a little tune for you all to sit there and think about your lowly lives and contemplate it. Okay, wait. Let's take a moment to go ahead and let you all know. I'm HB Negative. Thank you all for stopping by. And have a good night.
You suck! Motherfucker! I hate white power!